亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。那我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语。那我们先翻到希伯来书第十二章。第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同彩云围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝贵的宝座的右边。现在呢，我们换到提多书第二章第十三节，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。读经到此。
我们谢谢江李景弟兄为我们诵读经文，现在我们请柯西牧师来为我们传讲今早的信息。耶稣基督，你当时刻仰望基督。我们也请钟长老来为我们做翻译。
Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
让我们打开圣经，请翻到希伯来书第十二章，我们要来看第二两节。
Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二两节。找到了，请听我念。希伯来书第十二章第一节。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
As we praise God for bringing us together to worship Him,
我们赞美神把我们带到聚集在一起来敬拜他的时候，
we also pray that the Lord would speak to us.
我们也期盼神能够向我们说话。
He speaks to us through His Word.
借着他的话语来与我们谈论。
Today,the text that we read calls us to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
今天我们所读的这段经文就呼吁我们来仰望，来瞻望我们的救主耶稣基督，就是那位为我们创始成终，我们信心创始成终的那位。
So we will be taking time to think of this theme.Keep Christ always in your view.
那因此我们要来用点时间来思想这样的一个课题，就是我们要时刻的仰望我们的仰望基督。
Dear Christians, are you always looking unto Jesus?
亲爱的信徒们，你们是否常常的来仰望耶稣基督呢？
Living a life of sincere faith means that your eyes are constantly fixed on Christ.
如果我们要过一个真诚啊，一个信心的生活的话呢，那也就是说，我们的眼目必须时刻的啊，我们必须时刻的定睛来仰望基督。
Looking to Jesus always is an absolute necessity to live a triumphant, victorious Christian life.
那我们若要过一个得胜啊，一个得胜基督徒的生活的话呢，我们是必须要来时刻的仰望神。
Today, God willing, we will look at two specific biblical exhortations to all Christians concerning looking to Jesus.
若神许可的话，我们今天早晨就要来看两方面关于说圣经所教导的是当怎么样的来仰望神。
The first exhortation is taken from Hebrews 12.
两处的吩咐，第一处呢是取自希伯来书第十二章。
And the second will be studied from Titus 2:13.
那第二处我们将探讨的就是提多书第二章十三节。
Now in Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2 we are told that we must run our Christian race with Christ in view.
那在希伯来书的第十二章这里啊，他是吩咐我们说，我们要在这样的一个奔跑基督徒的道路呢的时候呢，我们也要时刻的仰望基督。
In the last half of verse 1 of Hebrews 12, we are told, let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
在这十二章的第一节这边啊，他是吩咐我们说，当我们奔跑的时候，我们必须存心忍耐。
In order to run our race well, we are also told in verse 1 that we must lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us.
那第一节也同时告诉我们说，若是我们要奔跑的话，我们必须就是脱去那些容易缠累我们的这些罪。
Christian life is here pictured as a race.
在这里就是用一个奔跑的赛程这样的一个画面来刻画基督徒的生命。
All who run a race must be very focused.
那每一个在竞赛中奔跑的人，他们都必须集中精神。
They can't go for a race with all the bags and weight around them.
那他们不能够说带着各样的重担去参与赛程。
They must be people who have put aside all the burdens of life.
他们必须是那些把这些各样的生活中重担的都放下的人。
They are also very well disciplined and physically fit people.
那他们也必须是遵守纪律，而且是在体能各方面都是能够就是都是在良好状态的。
And you see, we who run Christian race must also be like those runners.In the competition,
我们这些在奔跑这个基督徒道路的人，我们也必须像这些在参加竞赛的人一样的。
We must deliberately put aside all those burdens and hindrances that might impede or obstruct our race with Christ.
那我们必须刻意的把那些会使到我们受到拦阻缠累我们或者是拖累我们的这些事物都放下。
We must be focused.
然后我们也必须专注。
We cannot be distracted.
然后我们不能够分心。
And so, here the counsel is given how to do that.
那在这里就给我们这个建议说是怎么样的来做。
Verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus,The author and finisher of our faith.
那第二节就接着就说，叫我们仰望，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The Greek word for looking literally means looking away from one thing and looking steadfastly on something else.
那在希腊文这个词汇这里的仰望的意思就是说。那要把我们的眼目从另外一处转移来到 这个就是转移来专注这一处。
Especially those who run long race.
啊，特别是那些跑长程赛的人。
Like marathon runner.
啊，那些马拉松赛跑的。
On the way, they will see so many scenes.
那在一路上，他们会看到各样的风景。
There can be people along the road.
那可能是一些人在街边
cheering them.
那在那边向他们喝彩。
Some may be well dressed.
那有一些人可能穿得很端庄。
Some may be ugly looking.
有一些可能穿得很丑态百出。
There may be hills.And trees.
那一路上可能有山坡啊，也可能有树木。
There may be houses and shops.
也有一些房屋或者是电物。
They have to run past all these things.
他们必须一路都就是经过这些。
And not wasting time to think about them.
那却不花时间来旁顾来就是思想这些。
They can't turn back and look at them.
他们不能够说转过来来看看他们。
They can't stop and admire things.
他也不能说停下来来欣赏
这
些东西。
Because they have a race to finish.
因为他们有这样的一个赛程，他们必须完成。
So they can't look at these things that distract them.
那因此他们不能够就是分心去看这些周围的东西。
They've got to look forward.
然后他们必须是向前来看。
Maybe it's good to look at the people around him.Running with him.
那可能就是应该看跟他一起同参赛的人那会更好。
But again, you can't always focus on others around you, running with you.
那而且你也不能够就是把你的焦点把你的专注力就是放在其他跟你一起同在这个赛程里的人。
Because some of them may get tired and start to slow down.
因为他们当中有一些人可能疲惫了。他们缓慢下来了。
And some of them purposely want to distract you.
那有一些人可能他故意要分散你的注意力。
You know, in a long run, like marathon, sometimes friends run together.
那要知道说有的时候在马拉松这些赛程长程赛程。
And not all of them are running to win the race.
那有一些的时候是自己的同伴一些朋友一起就是并肩一起的来。
Some people run together with the friends to distract the other runners.
那有一些人他是陪伴着他的朋友来奔跑，就是要来分散其他人的注意力。
So they will suddenly run fast.
那他们可能突然间跑得很快。
Causing everybody to run fast.
那使到别人也跑得很快。
And they make them tired quickly.
要使到他们很快的就疲惫了。
So when they get tired.
当他们
the other runner started to slowly speed.
当他们疲惫了，那另外的这些参赛者就慢慢的就是加速来跑。
He cleverly uses his energy.
然后他就是很有智慧的来使用他的能力。
You see, there are people who run with us, even in Christian race, who are a distraction to us.
要知道说有一些跟我们一起奔跑的人即使是在基督徒的这个赛程当中，他们其实是会使到我们分心。
Sometimes even people who brought us to church will suddenly drop out from coming to church.
甚至是有的时候，那带领我们来到教会的人，他可能突然之间就离开教会了。
They told us, "Hey, believe on the Lord Jesus."
然后他们可能告诉我们说要。就是很好的来跟随主。
We must go for prayer meeting.
我们必须去祷告会。
We must attend revival meetings.
那我们必须参加那些分信会。
We must give to the Lord's work.
我们必须就是献身来为主工作。
Oh, let's go and visit those who are sick.
我们要去探望那些有病痛的。
Now all these are good.
这些都是很好的。
But then soon you realize that they are no more interested.
那很快的，你就发觉了，哎，他们已经不再在乎这些了。
And you get very sad.
你就感到很悲伤了。
How come this man who was ahead of us suddenly stop?
那为什么这个在本来走在我前头的突然间停顿了
？Can be your parents.
他可能是你的父母。
Can be your spouse.
可能是你的伴侣。
It can be even elders, pastors, and deacons.
那甚至可能是长老、执事。 或者是牧师。
Some of them may never again walk with Christ.
当中可能有一些就不再跟随主了。
Some may miss all the opportunities to serve him.
有的可能甚至错失了各样的服侍神的机会。
Live in backslidden state for a long time.
就在那软弱后退的状态中一直都这样。
By God's grace, they may wake up later on.
那可能靠着神的恩典迟一些时候他们就是苏醒过来。
But we can't be distracted by these people.
但是我们不当被这些人来就是使到我们分心。
That's why the writer of Hebrews used a very special word to talk about looking to Jesus.
那因此在写希伯来书的这个作者他用这个特别的字眼来告诉我们说应当是怎么的来仰望神。
It is to purposely take our eyes away from everything that distracts us and keep it fixed upon Jesus Christ.
就是叫我们刻意的把我们的眼光就是从其他能够使我们分散注意力的这些事物上转移过来，来专注在耶稣基督的身上。
It is not taking a glance at Jesus now and then.
那不是说我们时刻的偶尔的来瞻望耶稣基督。
But it is having a mental decision to constantly pay attention to Christ.
而是在脑海里面，我们有这样的一个。已经定下了这样的一个定义的要定下这样的一个心意，要来时刻的不断的来看专注在神。
So we are told here to cultivate a holy habit of not being distracted by things and people around us, but always look to Jesus.
那在这里我们被吩咐说，我们必须要培养。这样的一个习惯一个就是圣洁的习惯让我们不被任何周围的事物所吸引所使到我们分心，而是专注时刻的专注的来看着来仰望着耶稣基督。
Have you started by looking intently on Christ and then slowly giving up your interest in him?
你是否已经是从原本就是很专注的来看耶稣，然后慢慢的就放弃了呢？
Oh, that's not what Jesus wants us to do.
那不是耶稣要我们做的。
That's not the right kind of faith.
这不是那正确的信心。
In fact, we must pay more attention to Christ as days pass by.
反过来，我们应当是在按照时间就是日。渐渐的我们是应该是越来越多的把我们的注意力放在耶稣基督的身上。
Now, just now, I was sitting there and watching the pianist playing piano.
刚才我坐在那里我就看我们这弹钢琴的这位司琴他在弹奏的状况。
I suppose that young lady had quite a bit of experience in playing piano.
我认为那位姐妹她应当是相当就是熟练的在弹钢琴。
At least in my ears, I didn't hear her playing any wrong notes.
至少我凭着我的耳朵所听到的没有听到她弹错任何的音节。
But what impressed me, not just about her, most pianists do this, they follow the scores very carefully.The music scores in front of them.
那我所注意到的不是他弹奏的那个技巧，而是他真的是他们都是很专注的，就是跟着那个乐谱的这每一个的音符的这样的来弹奏。
You see, I can play a little bit of piano. Well, that's not the whole point, but I'm just trying to illustrate something.
我其实我也会弹一些就是稍微弹一下钢琴这不是我要讲的重点。
But I have never been trained to read the music scores.
不过呢，我是从来没有受训说怎样的来看乐谱。
So I can listen to music and start playing.
然后我就听人家弹奏音乐，我就这样子弹。
But if you ask me to play exactly the same way a second time, I cannot.
那如果你要我就是 在第二次啊，再一次的谈完全啊一样的啊，就是一致的这样子谈，我是没有办法。
The tune will be there.
啊，那个音调会在那里。
But the style of playing will be different.
啊，但是那个弹奏的方式就有点不同了。
I would change the keys.
然后我就会换啊其中的一些音键。
Because I have no scores to guide me.
因为我没有任何的乐谱来就是。来引导我。
You see, it's like this. If you are asked to talk about something for 10 minutes,
就是像这样的啊，就是如果有人请你谈论一些的事情啊，用十分钟来谈论。
You can talk about the thing.
你可以这样子一直的谈。
For 10 minutes.
那就是持续不断的用十分钟来谈。
After that, if I were to tell you to speak again on the same topic for 10 minutes,I'm sure it will not be exactly the same words.
那当你讲完了十分钟之后，那如果我叫你说，哎，你再就是再用十就是用十分钟重新的讲，那我相信如果你再次的讲的时候，肯定是不会完全一样。
But if you have written down everything,
但是如果你把一切要讲的都写下了
，then you can read it again exactly the same way you said it before.
那样的话，你就可以就是重新的来读，就像你之前所讲的一样的，完完全全的一样的，这样子来朗读。
So that's what I meant when I talked about the music.
那这就是为什么我刚才说到说，当我提到这个弹奏音乐的时候，我所要带出来的意义。
You can't run your Christian race without a clear pattern.
你不能够来奔跑这基督徒道路没有，这就是在没有一个。就是清晰的这样的一个模式的状况底下来奔跑基督徒的道路。
It is a more important and serious business than playing piano and reading or talking.
那这样的一件事情就是奔跑基督徒的道路，远比我们弹奏钢琴或者说我们在谈论一件事情这些比这些事情还要严肃。
Christianity is not living.A life in the name of Jesus, any way we want.
我们基督徒的生命不是说我们就是来过这样的一个生活，按照我们自己的心意来过。
It's not saying, "Oh, I love Jesus," and then talk all the things that comes to our mind, and then say, "Lord, bless it." That's not Christianity.
我们不能说啊，我说我爱主，那我就接下来就。谈论一切我自己喜欢讲的事情，那我们就求神来赐福。那这不是我们基督徒当做的。
Christianity is not wearing a cross, and everybody can see that you are a Christian. Therefore, and going to all kinds of places that doesn't glorify God.
那基督徒的生命不是说你就带就是佩戴着一个十字架让大家都看到说，哎，你是基督徒，但是你却。随心所欲的去任何的地方，任何你要去的地方。
Christianity is being focused upon Jesus Christ.
基督徒的生命就是要来专注在耶稣基督的身上。
We run our race because we have our leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, right ahead of us. We run after him.
那我们要跑这段的路程。是因为我们有一位引导者，他就是耶稣基督。那我们是跑在他的后面。
A Christian is not one who run that way, that way, that way, and keep on saying Jesus, 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 and run all over the place.
基督徒的生命不是说你要跑这跑东跑西到处乱跑，然后一直呼喊着耶稣基督，耶稣基督的名字。
A Christian is not one who, you know, sometimes run, sometimes sleep for 2 days, then go and do other stuff.And then feel like running. No.
那基督徒的生命也不是说有的时候就跑，有的时候就停下休息两三天，之后再回来再继续不是这样的。
A Christian is one who keep his eye upon Jesus and run right behind him.
一个基督徒他必须是把眼目都专注在耶稣基督的身上，那时刻的跟随他就。奔跑在他的后面。
Keep Jesus always in your view.
那我们时刻的来仰望耶稣基督。
Is your eye upon Jesus all the time?
你的眼光是不是一直都放在基督耶稣基督的身上呢？
Have you been disappointed by others and decided not to do anything for the Lord anymore?
你是否曾经因为一些人的缘故而使到你不愿意再为主做任何事情吗？
Have you been weighed down by the lust and disappointment and fear of your heart?
你是否也被你自己内心的这欲望或者是一些的就是失望而缠累着呢？
Have you allowed your own lethargy or laziness to take over the need to keep pace with Christ?
你是否也让自己的沉睡的心的这个怠慢的心而使到你没有继续持续的来跟随着耶稣呢？
Then I would like to urge you in the light of God's word.
那如果是这样的话，我要借着神的话语来就是劝解你。
You repent of those things.
你必须是为着这些事情来悔改。
And once again, keep your eyes upon Jesus.
然后重新的把你的眼目放在耶稣基督的身上。
You know why is it important?
你知道为什么这么重要吗？
Because the Bible here says he is the author and finisher of our faith.
因为圣经在这里告诉我们说他是我们为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
The word author
这里说
not only means he begins or he gives us faith, but it also means he is the leader, captain of our faith.
那这里所用的这个 创造不只是说他是那个开始的那一位，那他也带着就是说他是那领导者的意义。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, the same word author in Greek is translated as captain of our salvation.
同样的这个词汇，在希伯来文的这个词汇呢，这个 创始成终的这个创造，这个词汇呢，在希伯来书第二章，那里，却是翻译成，就是却是带着这样的一个意思，就是元帅，就是领导者的意思。
So some people when they read the phrase author and finisher, they think, oh, Jesus help us to begin the journey, then he leave us to ourselves, then when we are about to die, he will come and say, I take you to heaven. So author and finisher, that's all. That's how some people think about this phrase.
那有的时候有一些人就当他在读这节经文的时候就说啊，耶稣就是耶稣基督，就是那位为我创始成终的。那耶稣说啊，他开始了我的信心，然后之后啊，等到我要到就是开始了之后就放弃了我。那之后等到我要快要完成的时候啊，就他又再次的来把我提拔起来。
No, he calls us to believe in him, and he leads us all the way to the end.
那他不是这样的，而他呼召我们来相信他，他一直都引导着我们，一直到最终。
Christ is the way.
耶稣基督就是那个道路。
We begin with him.
我们以他为开始。
We follow him.
我们跟随着他。
And he will help us to finish it.
他就会帮助我们来完成。
It is not that those start and then they wander away.And come back to finish.
不是说那些不像是那些他开始了，然后之后就逍遥到各处，然后之后才来完成。
You must stay with Christ.
你必须这就是与主同在。
John 15 says of Jesus' words to his disciples that he must abide in me, stay with me.
在约翰福音第十五章主耶稣自己也这样说你必须是与我同在，住在我里面。
So Christ is the one who showed us the path.
但是耶稣基督是那位就是引导我们把道路指给我们看的。
And so when we say he's the author and finisher of our faith, we are saying from the beginning to the end, he will guide me.
然后当我们说到说他是我们创始成终的那一位我们信心创始成终的那位，也就是说他不但是开始了，他也会一直带领着我们，一直到我们完成这个道路。
From the beginning to the end, he will be my strength.
那从头到尾他都引导我们都引导我都成为我的力量。
Oh, how wonderful that is.
那这是何等美妙。
I hope you will say something like this. I will lift up my eyes to the Lord from whom I receive my help.
我希望说你能够这样子说，就像说说我会就是把我的眼光让我能够仰望那位他是来帮助我的那位。
We have many such testimonies in the book of Psalms.
我们在诗篇里面看到很多这样的见证。
In Psalm 25, David said in verse 15, Psalm 25, 15, Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord.
诗篇第25篇第15节大卫这么说。
Sorry. Psalm 25, verse 15.
诗篇二十五篇第十五节大卫说：“我的眼目时常仰望耶和华。
”My eyes are ever always toward the Lord。
我的眼目是时常就是时刻的都是来看着耶和华。
I'm sure you all know Psalm 121 verse 1。
我相信大家都对。诗篇一百二十一篇很熟悉。
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？There are many such verses in the book of Psalms.
那在诗篇里面也有很多这样像类似这样的一些经文。
How nice it is to know we have such a wonderful guide all the days of our life.
让我们知道说我们有这样的一位奇妙。这个引导者在我们生命中每一天来引导我们是何等的美妙。
To conclude, let me quickly go to the second aspect of looking to Christ very briefly. Titus chapter 2 verse 13.
在我结束之前，让我们快快的来看关于我们仰望时刻仰望耶稣基督的第二方面我们来看。
You see, we will not only look at Jesus in the beginning.But even to the very end.
因为我们不单是要在开始的时候来看着，来仰望着耶稣，所以我们也要一直就是看到最终的时候。
In other words, we must look for Jesus' return.
那换句话说，我们也必须就是来等候就是来盼望耶稣基督的再来。
Paul says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior.Jesus Christ.
保罗在这个提多书第二章十三节，他就这么说：等候所盼望的福，并等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Jesus is coming. That's our blessed hope.
耶稣基督就快来了，那这是我们有福的盼望。
He will appear very soon.
他很快的就会显现。
And we must look for that.
我们必须的就是盼望这样的事情。
Looking for the Lord's return.
我们必须盼望主的再来。
And it is called the blessed hope.
那是被称为说是有福的盼望。
Because nothing is more blessed than being in the presence of our Savior and Lord.
因为我们要知道说我们没有任何事情使我们更蒙福的就是与耶稣基督同在一起。没有任何事情比这个还。
Eternal blessings, eternal joys are in His presence.
那我们在永恒里面的这个喜乐，永恒里面的这个福气，就是有耶稣基督同在。
All the temptations and trials that bothered us will never trouble us again when we are in His presence.
一切的试探，一切的这些。罪恶曾经缠绕着我们的都不会都会一概的消失。
When he comes again, he will take us to his side where there is no sin, sickness or death.
那当他再来的时候，他就会把我们带到他的那边，那在那里就不再有罪恶，不再有死亡，不再有眼泪。
There we shall have our eternal rewards.
在那里我们就将得到那永恒的奖赏。
That's our eternal home.
那是我们永恒的家。
Don't waste your life on this earth. This is only for a few years.
不要把你的时光断送在这地面上，
If you truly look for Jesus, then lay up your treasures in heaven, not on this earth. If you look for Jesus, then please spend your energy and time for the glory of God and not for this perishing world.
那如果你真的是在仰望基督的话，那你就是必须把你宝贵的时光用在耶稣基督的身上，而不是用在这要将要消失的这个世界。
May the Lord fill your heart with a passion for the glory of our soon returning Christ.
愿神把这样的一个热忱放在你的心中，来等候我们这位将要再来的这位主。
Run your race.
我们奔跑那路程。
Following Jesus and nobody else.
跟随着耶稣基督，不跟随任何其他的人来奔跑。
And remember the great glory that is coming as our Lord appears again.
要记得那将来的那个自大的荣耀，就是在耶稣基督再来的时候所要显现。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for teaching us Thy word.
感谢主，你教导了我们你的话语。
May you help us.
求主来帮助我们。
To remember Thee all the time.
让我们时刻的来纪念着你。
And the glory that will appear when Jesus returns.
也记得那在耶稣基督到来的时候所要显现的那荣耀。
Help us not to be bothered by the troubles and the temptations of this world.
求主让我们不让这世界的这个试探引诱，还有世界的这些事物来缠累我们。
Help us not to follow people, whether they be friends or relatives.
求主也帮助我们不跟随别的人，不论是我们的朋友或者是亲戚。
But follow Jesus and all those who follow Jesus.
然而却是跟随耶稣基督，像其他跟随耶稣基督的人。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.